Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets snapped a five-session losing streak, led by some solid gains in the technology sector. The Dow was up 201 points, or 0.8%, after erasing an earlier 240-point decline. That gain came despite Boeing falling over 5% following a crash on Sunday that involved one of the company's 737 MAX 8 jets operated by Ethiopian Airlines. Boeing's decline alone shaved 150 points from the Dow. However, Apple offset some of that fall, rising 3.5% after Bank of America Merrill Lynch upgraded the stock to buy from neutral and lifted their target price to US$210 per share from $180 per share previously. The broader S&P 500 rallied 1.5% and the Nasdaq was up just over 2%. In merger and acquisition news, Nvidia Corp rose almost 7% after announcing it is acquiring Mellanox Technologies in an all-cash transaction worth approximately US$6.8 billion. In US economic data, retail sales rose 0.2% in January versus consensus forecasts for no change. However, data for December was revised down to show retail sales dropping 1.6% versus a previously reported 1.2%, representing the biggest fall since September 2009 when the economy was emerging from recession. Core retail sales rebounded 1.1% in January after a downwardly revised 2.3% decline in December. Consumer price inflation figures for February are released tonight Australian time. European markets advanced, Germany's DAX gaining 0.8%, Commerzbank rose 7.2% following weekend reports that Deutsche Bank had agreed to hold merger talks. The German government still owns approximately 15% of Commerzbank and is understood to be backing the tie-up between the country's two largest lenders. France's CAC rose 0.7%. In economic data, German industrial production dropped 0.8% in January versus economists' forecast for a 0.4% rise. However, December's figures were upwardly revised. London's FTSE rose 0.4%, helped by some solid gains among mining heavyweights. BHP Billiton rose 1%, Rio Tinto up 0.7%. The House of Commons will vote tonight on a revised Brexit deal after rejecting Prime Minister Theresa May's last proposal by a large 230-vote margin in January. Prime Minister May arrived in Strasbourg today for nighttime talks with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker as part of a last-minute attempt to win last-minute changes from the EU to her Brexit deal. Base metals complex was mixed, copper rising 0.5% to just over $2.91 a pound. Elsewhere, zinc was up 1.3%, while aluminium fell 0.4% and nickel was down 1.3%. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $1.98 or 2.3% to $83.79 a metric tonne. Gold futures retreated $8.20 to $1,291.10 after trading as high as $1,299.30 during the session. Oil prices were higher, buoyed by comments from Saudi Arabia's energy minister suggesting that an end to the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries-led supply cuts was unlikely before June. WTI gained 72 cents to 56.79 a barrel, Brent gaining 84 cents to 66.58 a barrel. Both front-month crude contracts ended the session at their highest levels this month so far. Looking ahead, monthly oil reports are due from the Energy Information Administration tonight Australian time, OPEC on Thursday night, and the International Energy Agency on Friday night Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 1.6 basis points to 2.64%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell conducted an interview with the 60 Minutes program and said that there's no reason why the economy cannot continue to expand. The Australian dollar is buying 70.69 US cents this morning. The National Australia Bank Business Survey for February is due for release at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time, while the Australian Bureau of Statistics releases home lending data. And China releases foreign direct investment figures for February.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.